from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Moving in the right direction, Carnival Cruise Line's brand ambassador John Heald took to Facebook on Friday morning to say that with assistance from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Carnival crew members with expired visas are being allowed to return to the cruise ships and that staffing shortages are starting to lighten up. In the same post, John announced that the Diamond and Platinum VIFP parties and the Diamond Luncheon has officially returned to every cruise ship in the fleet. However, there is no news yet on the return of Italian restaurant Cucina del Capitano, Chef's Table, Dr. Seuss at Sea, Priority Boarding, and those Behind the Fun tours. This weekend will be 1 year since Carnival's first ship, Carnival Vista, returned to service. And a rock slide early Thursday morning caused havoc on the cruise dock in Skagway, Alaska. This video courtesy of the Cruise Dudes podcast Facebook page. The slide happened around 6:30 on Thursday morning, sending rocks, dirt, and trees into the dock. No one was injured during the event, and there was just minor damage to the pier. Four cruise ships were scheduled to visit Skagway on Thursday. A couple skipped port. Discovery Princess anchored off the coast and tendered guests to shore, while another one was berthed at a smaller railroad dock at Skagway. Nearly 1.5 million cruise passengers are expected to visit Skagway this cruise season. And Norwegian Cruise Line is expecting to return to Asia next fall. Norwegian Jewel will sail a series of 10 to 12 day voyages calling throughout Japan, Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. There will be a 16 night repositioning cruise after next year's Alaska season that'll go from Seattle to Tokyo on Jewel. Earlier this month, the line announced that starting this fall, Norwegian Sun will return to the Canary Islands for the first time since 2017. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Will this continue? Carnival Corporation up 12.5%, 10.85. Royal Caribbean up 16%, 41.76. And Norwegian up 15%, 13.22. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great Monday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.